Amen. Thanks be to God. Praise God. Lord, we need to be God. God, lift up our holy hand for joy and mercy. Lift up our holy hand for life and living. Lift up our holy hand for giving us the grace to come back to this hall. Give God giving praise for the numbers of days. The grace and mercy, the blessings we receive. I remember the last time we left this place, we see God's glory. We see His goodness, and we have been partaking of it. This is an open forum of praying. Men have started calling upon God. We went to our brothers in the same thing. This is the opening, so we just need to thank God that this opening will not close. Hallelujah. It's an opening that will not close. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says Cornelius was praying in the secret. Hallelujah. He was just doing what he thought he was going to do. And he did not know that that was the day God wants to talk to him one on one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says Cornelius was just in this thing, doing what he's trying for him to do. You know, brethren, when I read that story, Cornelius was not part of those people that was called the Jews. Amen. But he was doing something to say, ah, this is the way it's supposed to be. And the time come, an angel sent come that began to give him the word. Hallelujah. Cornelius had the right to give it to himself and his family and say, okay, God, we thank you. But the brethren, God made me to understand that that man has an open heart. The Bible says he has to gather his family, gather his friends, gather people just to hear what the angel has said to him. Amen. And he was thinking, the angel sent him to someone like God. Do you understand? You quite just say so. The Bible says he bowed before him, Peter. He wants to bow. Peter was, no, don't do it. Amen. There is something secret in the Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. For this meeting. Amen. Secretly, and then the problem is, I can't keep it alone. Brother, can we gather together? Brother, can we come together and minister to God? This is the body God gives to one of you. And the hope is, and brother, we are partaking.
Upon them again and again. We lose ourselves, we lose ourselves, and say, Lord, tonight, let only the Oh, God, that is not atonement. This is the day of atonement. This is the period of atonement. We bind in the name of Jesus. name for you.
We call you by your name, Mami Water Spirit. We call you by your name, Familiar Spirit. You cannot stand against God. We have come to the place that we are against you tonight. We say no to your sufferings. We say no to your plan. We say no to it. In the name of Jesus, no man will be sick in this environment. No man will be sick in this environment. Neither the weather, neither the condition. We will be healthy and strong. Sickness will not have any place in us. Hey! Hallelujah! 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 That whatsoever the Lord has prepared for this meeting, we all will receive it. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. If you get a photo of you from your village, they follow you from your state. They follow you from your country. You have come to the blood, and the blood has silent everything. Christ, I will follow you.
You are God, my God. Oh, I stand.
was appointed to them.
Hallelujah. John the very voice
form of fear. Over God, because we saw this to affect more to the pains of soul. Hallelujah. A glorious control is the sanctuary of our King.
until the Lord sent what that rain. Praise the name of the Lord. Till he come and rain righteousness upon us.
Amen.
Till brethren, this messenger of the covenant come and say, Sister Andy, all those prayers have been heard.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Cornelius was, do you know, you don't understand what happened to Cornelius. I'm not just Cornelius, but that man opened the door that you today are entering into. One man. He's easy to say, receive the Holy Spirit, be born again. The man opened the door for the Gentiles. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not a small team. We don't know how long he tarried. We don't know even when it occurred to him that this thing that this people are enjoying, perhaps that thought can eat the crown. You know, these are the days where, as we think upon the word of God, things that happen in the scripture will not just gloss over there. You will sit and ponder and need to realize the enormity of what happened that day. Praise the name of God. You see, by the time Peter saw what happened, he knew that the world of partition had truly been won now.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just want to welcome us. Praise the name of the Lord. To the time of looking up to him.
Amen.
I love that word. Seen as the eyes of a maid look towards her mistress. And the eyes of a master, a servant, look towards his master. Our eyes, let me tell you, brethren, there are spirits that have held us in contempt.
Yes.
They looked at us. For generations, they despised us. They look at us and say, what do these people choose? They understand the enormity of what we are trying to do, what we are trying to preach. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me? They are filled with contempt. David, Goliath looked at David. He could not imagine his destruction from such a little thing. He despised him. And brethren, you are greatly despised. You are held in contempt. But praise God for that. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, the hour is coming. And now is. When salvation shall comfort out of Zion. Brethren, there will be visitation. You will be like this, and that angel will walk into your atmosphere.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You walk into many atmosphere. Madonna and wax, something walked into their atmosphere. And you know, they thought they were dealing with it one day. With me, they thought they were dealing with a man of God, like we know. It was when that angel jumped on the fire and began to move up, they realized what had been happening. You see, when we realize what has been even here in our midst, when the brother you are sitting with suddenly ascends on the flame of fire,
hallelujah,
you begin to see him. In a different eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. We will see, you know, when the angel was talking with him, he simply thought he was talking with a prophet. That's what he was used to. But things have changed. Praise the name of the Lord. But we are trusting God for this meeting. I just want to read something quickly. Romans chapter 10. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, tonight we'll rest. Hallelujah. And prepare for a weekend of encounter.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We're not just having meetings, we're going to have encounters. This is the season of encounters. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 10. Very quick, very brief. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 10. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read from verse 6. It says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? Praise the name of the Lord. That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saves us? Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the word. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, the world is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Hallelujah. And in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Praise the name of God. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same law over all is rich unto all that was hard upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise the name of the Lord. These are great words. These are awesome words. If we can anchor upon them. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is simply saying to us this weekend, don't see in your heart who shall bring Christ down from heaven. Don't see in your heart who shall bring him up from the dead. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you ever encountered a situation, a problem, a crisis, and you just say to your heart, I wish so and so person was here. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you come across a situation, you just say, I wish this brother, that brother, this brethren were here. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is saying such language or do what?
Where in your heart?
Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord is saying that the word is 90. Pray this weekend is a weekend of words.
Amen.
The Lord says, take with you what? Words. Tonight, Whatever business we are not doing this weekend is a business of what?
Of words.
But for that word to be effectual, in the realm of the spirit, there are dimensions of effectuality. Two individuals can speak the same words. Hallelujah. One is effectual, the other is not. And to the largest extent, the attitude, the conviction, the persuasion of the heart determines how effectual what you say will be. That's why it's called the word of what now? Of faith. Amen. Faith makes all the difference in a situation. Even in the prayer that you pray. That's why Jesus said, if you say to this mountain and you do not doubt where in your heart, the condition of the heart, whatever voice is speaking in your heart, has a way of limiting the power of what you say. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this weekend, we're going to be speaking words. We're going to be speaking about our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to be addressing certain mountains that have stood and resisted the river. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. This weekend, mountains will move.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord. Ancient hills. Ancient hills. Take that to the back. The Lord said this weekend, mountains will move. Be as though they have stood. But this weekend, they will move.
Amen.
And the Lord is saying that the wall that will move that mountain is where? It's mighty. It's in your hand. Words. Hebrews chapter 4 says it is full of living power. In fact, those words cannot be adequately put in English. He said the word is quick and what now? Powerful. I have a Bible that is in these translations. When you take that scripture and begin to read from translation, at the point, the power in one part of scripture will blow you away. The English word limits the intensity of the word so much. So much. Right? He said the word is big and powerful, full of energy, full of living power. Praise the name of the Lord. The main thing is all the totality of the power of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When the Hebrew children said, we are not careful to answer you. Praise the name of the Lord. They understood the power. Today, brethren, that all that power, God took it and put it where? Inside you.
Amen.
Although, are you understanding me? Whatever it is that God will do in the earth, somebody must do what? Somebody must speak it. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody must what? That's the essence of prayer. In prayer, God has brought us into partnership with one now, with Himself. It's God's way of telling you that I am in business with who now? With you. The word is night. When I'm praying this weekend, I'm not going to be asking who will go down to them. Praise the name of the Lord. That word is where? Is in your mouth and it is where? Where? In your heart. Because sometimes my mind, you know, when I was a young person, he said, it's time to pray. I said, ah, if only this, I will pray this prayer, something will happen. Don't mind me speaking like we get up. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If only this person will speak this prayer, I'm sure God will do what? He will hear you. This weekend, those obstacles in the mind, God wants to do what? He wants to take it away.
Amen.
When they came, the women were coming to the tomb. It was for Christ to rise from the dead. Their mind was blocked. Do you understand it? When they are coming, they were not coming with much confidence. But the Lord was confident. They were wondering in their mind, who will walk down, move the way to stone. The stone was an obstacle. They saw the obstacle. They needed to form men to push that stone. And the stone was there. And yet the stone was not there. You know, are you with me, brother? The stone was there, and yet the stone was what now? Was not there. You know, many people come up, they say, ah, Jesus has done it, Jesus has done it, and yet they are still, you understand, in bondage. In essence, the stone has been on the way, but upon your mind, the stone is what? Sitting there. And brother, this is the difference between prayer that has answered, prayer that has life and power, prayer that has effectual, and prayer that are limited. Say God in your hands. Stop that voice. Who will bring Christ down? If only this person was there, if only that person was there. The Lord is saying that's not true. The Lord is saying the world is where? This weekend, there will be a release. In Genesis chapter 6, he says that in the 600th year of Noah's life, that the fountains of the deep, really there's something locked up inside our deep that must be broken up. The energy of God, the power of God, seal up. It was broken up. And the windows of heaven were what now? Opened up. And the waters began to issue out. Present waters, the present God said, the exceeding greatness of his power that is working where? Inside me. So, get that revelation. The stone was the word. The word in me. That day, in your mind no longer said, who will come and do this? Because the word is where? Is night. As these waters continue to issue, these waters issue, as we are praying, we are speaking in tongues, we are making declarations, the waters are what now? Rise. The waters rise in levels. Are you with me, brethren? But it will continue to rise until all mountains were what? Covered. There is no condition presently on earth that the church will not overcome. Are you understand what I'm saying? There is no situation, there is no government, there is no sickness, there is no thing, including death itself. And prayer says, the word is where? In your mouth and in your heart. It is not in the revenge mouth, it is in your mouth, it is in your heart. On this. Say not, pray is that utterance that produces a block. When the woman came to the cave, they saw that the stone was what? All the thoughts and imaginations were actually meaningless. Praise the name of the Lord. It was not real. I pray today, brethren, that the Lord would bring such a conviction, because you need a conviction. I want to read something quickly. I need a conviction. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Yeah, if you don't have certain convictions, you cannot be meaningful to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. I just remember what's his name now. Mordecai told Esther. He said, you have to speak of. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. He said, if you hold your peace at such a time as what now, as this, what is such a time as this? It is a time for you to open, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Cry out now. And now, what are you? It is the time of deliverance. Are you with me, brother? Esther had visions. She said, for how many months the king has not summoned me? Brethren, we're not waiting for summons. The way is already won now. Don't be waiting for that. Go in! Put the call and be broken at the time. The usual
we know Christianity is changing. She went in and had greatest surprise. Praise the name of God. When she was going in, some people were fearing for her life. But when she got in, the thing it is standing for her. What do you want? Up to half of my kingdom. Praise the name. Took courage to get in there. He said, don't close your mouth. Don't be holding. Praise the name of God. Praise this time. As we are pressing in, every time we gather, every day we gather, something is happening. Praise the name of God. You need the conviction. You need that persuasion. And you need somewhere where he says, for I am full of power. Praise the name of God. By the Spirit of God. There's something inside you. Hallelujah. There's something inside me. You know, when I was a younger preacher, I remember the first time I ministered to a demon-possessed person. I was doing something in Port Harcourt. Praise the name of the Lord. 1987, 1988. I was afraid. And in my spirit sense, I was afraid. I was beginning to look at me and say, your eyeball will change from white to red. You understand? Because, you know, but somehow I speak my ground. And then as I was beginning to speak, the spirit was God now responding. I said, there's something inside me. There is something inside me, brother. There's something inside you.
Amen.
We are not releasing it yet. But this weekend, we're going to release a measure of it.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And as we do that, mountains are going to move. Praise the name of the Lord. Conditions are going to change. If there is a situation that your mind has accepted, you are saying, oh, if only Brasilians will come and lay hands on me. If only Brasilians will be here. If only so that man of God, you know, the things have changed. Some of you say you want to go to Shiloh, some of you want to go to Canada, some of you want to go to Synagogue, you want to go anywhere. The Lord is saying, you shall not go to Jerusalem, but what now? To this mount. The Lord, are you with me, brethren?
Yes.
The word is what? Night. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, you surprise yourself. I surprised myself. I said, they said, we came back, we were shocked. They said, Lord, the spirits were sorted. Do you understand what that means? You were born in, you know, you saw deliverance. They had never seen anything like that. They all their life they knew that spirits were more powerful than men. You know, are you understanding what I'm saying? They grew up in a generation of hopelessness. When a spirit comes up and asks them, everybody says, sorry. Suddenly they saw spirits subject to men. Brethren, there are things that will be subject to us.
Amen.
Are you getting my point?
Amen.
Yes. Bible says you will say to death. Oh, hallelujah! You need to fear death. Of course, you understand. You need to watch out. You see the finality of death, the hopelessness of death. The hope that man wants to say to the day when it is death, that not anybody can do about it. It is written where? In the mind. The Lord was really, really strong. And you know that. That condition is not hopeless. Praise the name of the Lord. This weekend, the Lord is saying to you, don't be saying those things in your heart anymore. The world is where I am. Begin it in your heart. Speak it in your mouth. Praise the name of the Lord. Something will happen. And you will be amazed. You will come back testifying. Say, Lord, even mountains moved though. Rivers parted. Praise the name of the Lord. Fire was quenched. Saul, the mount of Saul was the mount of lions. Saul had turned back. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord our God is mighty. Praise the name of the Lord. So, very well, trusting God this weekend. As we minister to the Lord, the heavens will open. But trusting God for a time
of great praise and great worship. Really, time of open heavens.
Amen.
The time, really, when the hearts of man, this heart is bound by many things, the Lord will begin to break the chains. Praise the name of the Lord and set the heart free. Conditions that you have accepted. I repeat that word. Conditions you have accepted as a part of you, mentally, consciously, or unconsciously. In your mind, you have never expected God to do anything about it. You have just said, let me live with it. They will move.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. No situation is untouchable. Hello, are you with me? No condition is untouchable. The church will move to a point when we begin to raise people, not people who died today, people who are dead 1,000 years ago. We need to call them out of their graves. Then we will now know that the world is where is light. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I trust God for one thing this weekend, brethren, that the Lord will express itself through ministries. Hallelujah. We will have discipline, and yet we'll have liberty. Are you with me, brethren? We will have discipline, and yet we'll have what? Liberty. Praise the name of the Lord. And I trust God that God will help us. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to take one or two prayers.
Before we pray, I just want to share this very briefly.
And I saw when our brother was speaking. What is the name of Israel? This man abandoned in Riverside. Monorail. So as I was talking, I saw a long the line of monorail, but on top of that monorail, there were coaches. Inside those coaches, I saw coals, low coals that they used in doing body and fish. They were stopped, and I began to meditate on it. And I remember Isaiah 6. They were heaps, and they were heaps. And I was just saying coals, and I heard Isaiah 6. Remember when that man said, I'm a man of thin lips. And he took the coals of fire and touched the man's lip, right? And I connected it with what? The word is what? Just the word is within your heart, the land is speaking. And I'll also remember a dream I had Friday, Saturday night, Sunday. I shared in church where I was before the breakfast. And I began to tell the brethren to speak God's words, to speak to their organs, to speak to their tissues, to speak to their situation. So I'm going to back. You are not from there. I was sure, yes, Sister Zach was there. And I was speaking to the brethren. Was there. And I was telling the brethren that it's time to speak the word of the Lord to any situation. If you say you have an unclean lips, the coal of fire touches your lip. And from the depth of your heart, you begin to speak. So it's very, very suggestive and very significant. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Our time is not for just take one or two prayers quickly. Amen.
Amen.
What? Concentrate with that. Praise the name of the Lord. We consecrate this weekend unto seeking the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just tell the Lord that, Lord, I am setting this weekend apart. Shutting everything down. Hallelujah. Every distraction, every obligation, every demand, every pressure, every expectation, everything, I am shutting down. It's a prayer. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I'm consecrating this weekend. It is set apart to seek you, to call upon your name, to worship you, to minister to you. Just begin to pray right now. Just make that commitment. It's very simple. Lord, I commit this weekend to seek you. Always have connected with your mind. He says, connect with your prayers, your fastings, your alms, your sacrifices have been answered. It has come up as in the Lord's before you. Just call upon the Lord, say, Lord, this weekend I set it apart to minister to you. I set it apart to call upon your name. I set it apart to seek you. This weekend is for you, Lord. This weekend is unto you.
Amen.
Just tell the Lord that. Make that commitment. The word is 90. The Lord, that set this weekend apart. Let everything shut down. Let everything shut down. We just speak to him in this night. Let the Lord shut. The Bible of God told Israel, when you come to keep the peace, when you come to keep the peace, no man shall desire your land. It's a covenant. Every business you left behind, he said, I will watch over it.
Amen.
Your family you left behind, I will watch over it.
Amen.
The job you left behind, I will watch over it.
Amen.
He said, no man will seek your land. No man shall desire your land. No situation. That contract, I am watching over it. Whatever you left behind in this weekend, God said, I did not do much over it. Let's lift up our eyes unto the Lord. I said, Lord, we consecrate this weekend. We sanctify a fast unto you. We set these days apart unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. Unto the Lord shall the country of his people be. Be gathered together unto thee. Unto the Lord, unto the Lord shall.
He's a pillar of fire.
point that day is a pillar of cloud by the hand. You can never understand it. He's got me around. Hallelujah. God, you will shepherd your people this weekend. You will guide us with your eyes. You will lead us by your spirit. You will bring us to the appointed place where we will offer our sacrifices and they will be accepted. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We receive unction for this weekend. We receive the spirit of prayer, the spirit of grace, the spirit of supplication, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of wisdom. We receive of you today. We receive direction. We receive instructions. We receive help. We receive anointing this weekend. In the name of Jesus Christ. We invoke the ministry of the helper, the one who helped us in our infirmities. We give that ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father. The church of Jesus bless you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We thank you. Thank you for joining messages far from our various destinations. Thank you for praying we'll be coming tomorrow. Thank you for your covering upon them. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the camp, the atmosphere in the camp, the security in the camp, the safety in the camp, the peace in the camp, in the name, the quietness in the camp. Thank you, Lord, for your unction upon this meeting, for the cloud of glory covering the camp. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for God opening the heavens, windows of heavens, fountains of the sea. Thank you, our Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. As I was stepping up from the staircase, I just wanted a confirmation since I refused to. I had a song drop in my heart. So as I started up, I'm just going, when I started the song, it was so strong. So I asked the Lord, what is the meaning of this song? He said, that's why I'm here. The song is, it goes like this. More love, more to share it, that's over here. And when I prayed that side, that first prayer point to say, let's leave everything and the focus will be on the Lord. I knew. So I had a strong urge to say, that's all we are. More of Yeshua in us. We are here to have more of Him, more of His love, more of His power to speak and it comes to pass. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We'll be shutting down. Amen. And have our meal and get some rest. Pray for the Lord. As you know, on right here by midnight. Praise the name of the Lord and begin to minister to the Lord. I said earlier we are trusting God for so much. Amen. In our lives, brethren, something new will happen.
Amen.
In Nigeria, something new will happen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mountains will move. Praise the name of the Lord. Doesn't matter how long it has been over. The Lord says you are rooted by the roots. And it has it out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you for the meal. We receive it with thanksgiving. We ask you to bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I trust you are all settled. Amen. If you have any challenges with your accommodation, please see for worry. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You're welcome to come. God bless you.
Recording stopped.